Elevator Prayers by Cynthia Bradford, based on a true story. Alone in an elevator, what now? Cry unto God for all thy support. Alma chapter 37, verse 36. Harrison was excited. Today he and his mom were taking his little sister Samantha to the hospital to get her blood checked. They went every week, and Harrison's favorite part of the trip was riding the elevator in the big, busy hospital. He was finally tall enough to push the button to take them to the right floor. Harrison heard the elevator whoosh as it started moving up. When they stepped off the elevator, Mom asked Harrison, "Do you remember what your special job is?"
"I hold Samantha's hand and let her squeeze it real tight while the doctor does the tests,"
Harrison said. Samantha was only 2 years old, but she could squeeze Harrison's hand super hard and cry very loudly when she was scared. Harrison liked helping her, and he was glad Mom trusted him with such an important job. While they waited to see the doctor, Harrison asked,
"Mom, is Samantha going to cry when she has her blood test?"
"I don't know," Mom said, "but I said a prayer in the elevator on our way up, asking Heavenly Father to comfort Samantha during her test today."
"Really? A prayer in the elevator?"
"Yes," Mom said. "That's a great thing about prayer. If we need extra help, or if we're sad or scared, we don't have to wait for family prayer or bedtime prayer. We can say a silent one to Heavenly Father anytime or anywhere."
Harrison smiled and thought about this until the nurse called them back. The appointment went just like all the other appointments, except this time Samantha didn't cry at all. Harrison knew his mom's prayer had been answered. After they said goodbye to the doctor, they got on the elevator. Harrison couldn't remember which button to push. He started to ask Mom for help just as she said,
"Oh, I forgot the diaper bag. Let's hurry and grab it."
Harrison watched Mom step off the elevator carrying Samantha. He was about to follow her when the door suddenly closed, leaving him alone in the elevator. Harrison was scared. He looked at all the buttons and didn't know what to do. Then he remembered what Mom had said about prayer. He could pray right now, even in an elevator. He closed his eyes and folded his arms.
"Dear Heavenly Father, I am lost and scared and don't know what to do. Can you please help me find my mom and sister again? In the name of Jesus Christ, amen."
Harrison opened his eyes and didn't feel scared anymore. He knew his prayer would be answered. He looked at the buttons on the elevator and saw one with a big star on it. That was the one he needed. He pushed it and felt the elevator start to move. The doors opened and Harrison recognized the lobby of the hospital. He looked around for Mom. Suddenly, a door from the stairwell opened, and Mom came running out with Samantha.
"Harrison, I was so worried. Are you okay?"
Harrison smiled and gave Mom and Samantha a big hug.
"I said a prayer and knew what to do. Heavenly Father really does answer prayers, even on elevators."
One day, I went to our chicken coop to get some eggs. When I went to leave, the gate latch wouldn't open. I realized I was trapped. I started getting scared and yelled for help. No one answered. I knelt down and prayed for someone to help me. A few minutes later, my little sister came running to the gate. She said she had heard a voice telling her to go to the chicken coop. Because she listened to the spirit, she was able to rescue me. McKenna B., age 8, Utah.
End of story. Elevator Prayers